our first session this evening, and we have in the house no less a person than the Bishop in Christ Chapel, the only Bishop in Christ Chapel International Churches. Hallelujah. The ministry of Reverend Bayo Onyewende has spanned more than 3.5 decades in which he has been privileged to serve as a pastor in a great church movement, Christ Chapel International Churches, under the leadership of Reverend Dr. Tunde Jorda. Christ Chapel was notably used by God in the 1980s into the 1990s to bring a great revival of God among the young people and to greatly impact the nation of Nigeria. Noted a lot for the teaching of the word, which he has done for all this time. Reverend Bayo believes that the body of Christ is here to witness our finest hour with a mighty demonstration of God's supernatural hand. In 2001, at the leading of the Lord, he launched into a world outreach ministry, Feed My Sheep World Outreach Ministries, of which he is president, which has taken him to several nations, including Russia, India, Germany, South Africa, Ghana, Guyana, Spain, Norway, Latvia, Estonia. He has had some major supernatural encounters with the Holy Spirit, in which he was shown certain things about these last days. Apart from moving in the gifts of the Spirit, he is also the author of 3 books. It is written, Believer, your case in life is different, and what you say will make your day. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be upstanding as we receive to the microphone Reverend Bayo Onyewende to Word of Faith Conference and to Christ Chapel International Churches, Nevada.
Thank you so much, Pastor and Dr. Mrs. Ikena, for this wonderful opportunity to come your way. I will go straight into the Word tonight because I'm looking at my time. And I know that, I'm a speaker that can speak for long hours. some people don't know that my record for ministering at one time is 7 hours and 9 minutes. And that was done in Latvia in 2019. The translator said it was 7 hours, 45 minutes. You're looking at me, but it's true. 4 hours and 30 minutes was spent teaching. The rest of it was spent praying. But thank you so much for having me. Just play something. Play that song again. You are Yahweh. Let's start with that. Play it softly. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
Yahweh Alpha and Omega.
You are Yahweh Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh Alpha and Omega.
Just play the keyboard only. You see, in an atmosphere like this, supernatural things happen. As I kind of like look into the realm of the spirit, I see supernatural things happening in this auditorium. And it is going to be on the rise, it is going to be on the increase. This is one location that the Holy Ghost has chosen to manifest himself. And when the Holy Ghost begins to manifest himself, you need to get ready for it. One thing in particular is this. That when the Holy Ghost begins to manifest himself, God's people have to show reverence. Because in our time and in our day, he intends to move very powerfully. You know, there are some of you during this conference and, you know, a fresh anointing has come on you. A fresh anointing has come. It's a fresh anointing. I believe that was what you desired. And the Lord has released that fresh anointing. Things are not going to be the same again. You know, where there was a heaviness, there will be a lightness. Where there was depression, there will be joy. And where there was stagnation, there will be achievement. I didn't hear you say amen. That was too weak. You know, there's a shouting that takes place under the atmosphere of the anointing. And when you shout under the anointing, things happen. Just give the Lord another shout. Respond to the Holy Ghost. You know, there are people that come to meetings like this as spectators, but nothing happens to them. But when you come believing God for something, I remember the first time I went to the Oyo Center, and the Holy Ghost began to move, and I started, you know, giving out words by the Spirit of God, and I went towards my left hand side where the Levites were. On my way back, I pointed at one young man who had been the protocol man for me there. And I said, the Holy Ghost has taken care of that trip. And immediately I said those words, he raised his hand. So because there were not too many people, I said, well, he should come forward. Then he told me, he said, well, he said, Lord, that if this man is speaking by the Spirit of God, let him speak about my trip. Because unknown to me, he had tried to go to the United States of America. His fiancé was there, and that was where they planned to get married. But the American people stamped his passport. But they gave him another chance to come for an interview. So he was like desperate, like he would go through. So the Lord had me point to him. And I'd already called him out once, said some things to him, but not about the trip. But this time I said, the Holy Ghost has taken care of that trip. And to the glory of God, he went to the American embassy. To cut a long story short, he got the visa and he's in the U.S. And so when people reach out and believe God, then the supernatural is directed towards them. And so don't come as a spectator, but believe God for something. I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to improve your situation. That's the word of the Lord to somebody here. I'm going to improve your situation. It looks kind of confusing, kind of muddled up right now, but the Lord said, I'm going to improve your situation. You know, what you see as like a confused state is going to become a clear state. I believe I'm speaking to a lady here. not going to be the same. Then I hear something about education. And I get the perception that there's somebody and you enrolled in a high institution, was like things did not go well. So you came out. But the Lord says you're going to go back in and you're going to succeed. You're going to go back in and you're going to succeed. And this time it will be easier than it was before. Before it was like it was hard. But now it's going to be easier. Even including the fees and the funding. There's another person here and there's going to be a change of career for you. You know, I know you are qualified, but what you are in now is not really what your heart wants to do. You are doing that because that's where the door opens. But another door will open. And this door will be better than the first door. And so you begin to do what you are, but this second door that opens is not the final bus stop. It's a temporary stage for you to go to the better. And this better, the second better, is going to position you internationally. Just thank the Lord for that. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh. You are
international men. But I hear the Lord saying, I'm increasing your coast internationally. You are going to go to new places and you are going to minister to new people that you have not ministered to before. Just thank the Lord. And as you go, you are going to go with a greater anointing, a greater thrust, more power, more wisdom, more revelation. And more favor. And more wisdom. Just thank the Lord for that. Just thank. Raise your hands. Raise that hand to the Lord some more. You are Yahweh. Section. I don't know, but I see the hand of the Holy Ghost over people in that section. And now, in the name of Jesus, receive. 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 Receive in Jesus' name. Something that the Holy Ghost is releasing. Something that the Holy Ghost is releasing. Receive. 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 Receive in Jesus' name. Somebody and you are a lady, and there's been a condition, a health condition in your body. I don't know the details, but if you would just say, I receive my healing, that hand, that power that is hovering over you will go into your body and will heal you of that condition.
is hovering over you. You just say, I receive my healing, I receive my healing. That hand, that power will go into your body and heal that condition. I also hear the words high blood pressure. So if you've been suffering from that, receive your healing right now from high blood pressure. Then I also hear the word pills. There's somebody that has been on pills. I don't know pills for what. But whatever it is you've been on pills for, receive your healing. Receive your healing. That's it. Receive your healing. There's somebody else, and from time to time, you've had pain in your eyes. I don't know what the condition is, but the Lord says, receive your healing. So if you've been having any trouble with your eyes, just lay your hands on those eyes and say, Lord, I receive my healing. Lord, I receive my healing. There's also somebody, and you've had a problem in one of your ears, one of your ears. Whatever it is, receive healing from that condition in Jesus' name. That's it. Receive healing from that condition in Jesus' name. Thank you that for the remaining time that I have, thank you as you anoint your word and bless the people. I am only an instrument to deliver what you purpose for them to receive tonight. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. I want to talk to you on what I call RAM. You may be seated, please. On what I call RAM. You know, RAM is used in different circles. At times, but where's the keyboardist? Let the keyboardist stay on. I keep on playing that tune. Just play that tune softly, the same tune, but play it softly. You know, in certain festivals, they use rams to celebrate that festival. And in the IT world, the acronym RAM stands for Random Access Memory. But it also has an acronym in the spiritual realm too. And in the spiritual realm, it means revelation, application, and manifestation. You know, this whole walk with God is a faith walk. It's a system. It's an eternal system that the Father has been walking in before we were created. So it's not just that I walk by faith as a kind of way when I need something from God. It's an entire system of living. It was there before we were born. It was the system in which Adam was created to function in. But with Adam, it became short-lived because he fell. And when he fell, he plummeted into what you might call an alien system, something that the Father never ordained. It's what I call the natural system or the death system. There are two major realms in the realm of the spirit. One is the realm of life, the other is the realm of death. But you have to understand that this natural system, in which most of us were educated to function in, is connected to death. And I'll explain. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, in that verse, you basically have the summary of the two systems. First of all, the supernatural system, and then the death system, or the natural system. Now let me explain a little bit about the natural system. You see, when God made man, he made him to be supernatural. Man was never made natural. He was made with the life of God in his spirit. He was supposed to function supernaturally like his Father God. But when he fell, he got cut off from the realm of life and plummeted into the realm of death. And he began to walk by his understanding, not by his spirit. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 14, the Apostle Paul says, if I pray in tongues, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. I know many of you have read those verses. But he's bringing out something revolutionary. Revolutionary in the sense that when Adam fell, Adam was not able to use his spirit the way the Creator functioned, designed. Well, let me say this way. Adam's spirit became padlocked. And his understanding now took the helm. And his understanding connected him to five physical senses. And Adam's five physical senses basically ruled his life. That was not what the Creator designed. Well, let me just say, he was ruled from the inside, from the outside in. Because your understanding is connected to your five physical senses. That was not what the Creator designed. The Creator designed that Adam's spirit should rule him. That is, he will be ruled from the inside out, not from the outside in. But when he fell, he was ruled from the outside in. Everything started in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, first of all, you see God coming on the scene and telling Adam in Genesis chapter 2, around the 16th verse, says, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat thereof, for in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And Adam heard him clearly, and Adam received what the Father told him. But then in Genesis chapter 3, the serpent comes along and he begins to converse with Eve. Said, as God said, you should not eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. And she explains, of every tree that is in the fruit of the garden, we may freely eat. But the tree that is in the midst of the garden, we are not to eat, because in the day we eat of that tree, we will die. And the servant says, you shall not surely die. Listen carefully. What God gave Adam and Eve was a revelation. They were to walk by revelation knowledge and not by information. Because naturally speaking, from the five physical senses perspective, there was no way you could observe anything wrong with that tree. So now Satan knew that. He knew that based on their five physical senses, they would never see anything wrong with that tree. So notice, as he begins to converse with Eve, he takes her to the tree. Then her five physical senses tell her that this is a desirable tree. This is a tree that is good for fruit, for food. It's desirable, it's attractive. That's what her five physical senses told her. But the Father had given them a revelation that that tree was a tree of death. So she has a choice. Does she go by the revelation of what the Father has revealed that her five physical senses cannot pick up, or does she go by what her five physical senses can pick up? And she chooses to go with her five physical senses. And when she does that, she falls. And then they find out that the revelation that God gave them was accurate. And so, in this God system, or in the supernatural system, or in the faith system, revelation knowledge becomes a priority. Now, one of the things that I believe the faith teachers did not emphasize enough is that faith is based on revelation knowledge. When you read the Bible, you naturally get information. But faith does not work with information, it works with revelation. So the information must become revelation for it to work. But let me say it this way. Revelation knowledge is what connects you to the supernatural. And the system that God designed was supernatural. The Apostle Paul just summarizes it in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. When he says we walk not by sight, he's saying we don't walk by our five physical senses, or we are not ruled by our five physical senses. Now, in our universities, you are trained to walk by your five physical senses. Everything they do there is five physical senses based. That is the natural walk. That is the walk of death. And I know, but that's the walk of death. You see, because the natural system that Satan caused Eve to plummet to is connected to death. After Adam sins and the Father comes his way, notice he hides himself. And God says, "Where are you?" You know, and Adam says, "Well, I was afraid." And God says, "Have you eaten of the tree that I commanded you not to eat of?" You see, because when they plummeted into death, fear took over. Fear is connected to your five physical senses. Look at what this COVID thing did. When people start hearing the news and then the scientists break it down for them, they start fearing. That is not God's system. So what the Father has been trying to do is to get us back into the system he ordained for Adam to walk. And it is supernatural. It's the same thing as the faith system. And because we've imbibed so much of the natural way, the death system, sometimes it's difficult to get back into the supernatural system. I'm looking at my time, but we'll continue this tomorrow. Now understand that when you got born again, you became supernatural. It is not only those of us who are in ministry that are supernatural. Every child of God, every born again believer has become supernatural. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, "If any man be in Christ, he is," notice, "a new creature. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new." In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, "For we are his workmanship." Notice that word, workmanship. Created, not renovated, not refurbished, but created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, the first model of mankind was not created in Christ Jesus. The first brand of mankind was branded in Adam. But now the Father has chosen to raise a new brand. And he calls it in Christ Jesus. Everyone that is in Christ Jesus is now supernatural. And so the Bible is given to us to show us how to operate supernaturally. And understand that your victory in Christ is in the supernatural. It is not in this natural walk. So as long as you build on the natural, you get nowhere with God. Now lastly, let me say this. You walk with God by revelation, not by information. In Matthew and chapter 16, from the 13th verse, Jesus asks his disciples, "Whom do men say I am?" They start saying, "Well, they say you are one of the prophets that has come back, Jeremiah, John the Baptist." He stops them. He says, "But who do ye say that I am?" And Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "Blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah." Notice, he says, "For flesh and blood," or "you have not gotten this from the University of Ibadan, but the Holy Ghost has educated you." The Holy Ghost has given you revelation knowledge of who I am. The others have information. What they were told in their synagogues, what they were told by the religious clerics of their day. So they don't really know who I am, because naturally speaking, their five physical senses will never know who I am. You can only know who I am by revelation, not by information. So said Peter, "The Holy Ghost has shown you who I am. So you are walking with me, not by information, but by revelation. So when many people left me, you stayed because your revelation knowledge of me told you that I am the Christ. No other one is coming." And I have to stop here. I'm watching my time. Father, we thank you for this beginning, this expounding on the work of revelation. Revelation knowledge by the Holy Ghost. The work of the supernatural, the work of faith. Thank you for what we've been able to share today. Thank you for what we'll be able to share tomorrow. And bless your people. We give you thanks for all other things you have done in this time. In Jesus' name. And the people said,